part of being a male nurse's aide, orderly, we used to call it, is we would take the dead bodies down to the morgue if someone were to pass. Wow. So one night on a night shift, I took this body down to the morgue. I came back to the room to get the room ready for the next patient. And there was a nurse in there, and she said, "Where do you think that guy went?" I said, "Well, he went to the morgue." And she goes, no. "Do you think he went to heaven or hell?" Mm. I had my head shaved. I was a freak. And I said, "Listen, it doesn't really matter. I'm thinking that, but I'm like, I don't know." And she said, "Oh, you've got to come to a Bible study tonight with me." I said, "Listen, I'm really good. I'm doing my Sunday deal, but I'm not going to your Bible study, lady." And she did not let up. I'm not kidding you, bro. For 7.5 hours, you gotta come. And wow. I finally said, "I'm going to shut you up."
Welcome to the Empowered Manhood Podcast, where men rediscover courageous masculinity. Pull up a chair as we gain strength from the stories of God working in the lives of ordinary men today. These men have discovered that in a world of superficiality and isolation, we need authentic brotherhood to gain strength for the battles we face every day. Brought to you by the ministry of CLC, which challenges men to an uncommon pursuit of Christ, welcome to Empowered Manhood. Hey, welcome back once again to the Empowered Manhood Podcast brought to you by CLC. My name is Mike Hatch. I'm the National Relationships Generator here, of course, once again with Chris Bollinger, author, speaker, all around amazing guy. wrote the famous devotional, the Daily Strength for Men. Good to be back with you again, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, Mike. Great to be here. Good, good. How about you?
Great, great. And we are excited today to have Brian Buckley, founder and CEO of the Better Man Ministry with us. Welcome, Brian Buckley.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Chris. So glad I'm here with you guys. Just can't wait to jump in and tell everyone about what's happening.
Yeah. Us too. This is big. So let me start out just by saying the Better Man event is September 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. CLC, we are a partner with you in this event and excited to do so. We believe in and really are excited for the event. And so amazing big things happening this year. Denzel Washington being, of course, one of the biggest. And we'll talk more about that. But before we get there, I would love to hear a little bit about your story, Brian. Tell our listeners about, you know, you, a little bit about you and maybe how you came to faith.
Sure, Chris. Mike.
Yeah.
What we have is a crazy dude that was a teenager living his life the way he wanted to. And my faith story starts in a hospital, but I wasn't in the bed. I was one of the staff. And part of being a male nurse's aide, orderly, we used to call it, is we would take the dead bodies down to the morgue if someone were to pass. Wow. So one night on a night shift, I took this body down to the morgue. I came back to the room to get the room ready for the next patient. And there was a nurse in there. And she said, "Where do you think that guy went?" I said, "Well, he went to the morgue." And she goes, no. "Do you think he went to heaven or hell?" Mm. And I had my head shaved. I was a freak. And I said, "Listen, it doesn't really matter. I'm thinking that, but I'm like, I don't know." And she said, "Oh, you've got to come to a Bible study tonight with me." I said, "Listen, I'm really good. I'm doing my Sunday deal. I'm good with that. I was an altar boy for 5 years. I did catechism, all that stuff, but I'm not going to your Bible study, lady." And she did not let up. I'm not kidding you, bro. For 7.5 hours, you gotta come. And wow. I finally said, "I'm going to shut you up." Huh. And I went to the Bible study that night and received Christ. And that woman was pivotal in my walk with Christ. And I started going to her church. And cool thing that happened at that church that I started to go to was I met this young, gorgeous woman on the front row who became my wife, Lori Ann, and we're married now 37 years.
Wow.
Wow. Praise God, Brian. That's amazing.
So that's a little bit about my faith story, bro. That's how it started.
Did you have any faith experience before that? Had you attended church or?
Yeah. My mom knew that you were going to be at St. Matthew's every Sunday at 8:30, come hell or high water, you were going to be there. So the seed of God was planted at that time. I never watered it. But this is the coolest thing that happened prior to this nurse and me talking that night is that on like the previous 5 Sundays before, I would go into the Missalette and I would turn to the next week's Bible reading, that little reading from the book of Paul to the Corinthians or whoever. And that was the part that changed every Sunday that I loved. So I would go ahead and I would read, oh, that looks awesome. So God was putting a hunger in my heart for the word, for God's word and for what he wanted to say to me. Puny little Brian Buckley. And so that was happening at the same time that I met this nurse, and boom, the whole thing just blew up in a very good way when those two things met.
That is amazing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. That is so cool. So then, okay. So along your journey then, at what point would you say that God kind of pricked your heart about men specifically and maybe men's ministry?
Well, I was reading an amazing book, and I'm not a big reader. I would love to say, you know how you hear leaders are readers, and well, I ain't a reader.
And there are a lot of leaders that are not readers.
Oh, good. Yeah. I know this. I feel better about that then.
There's some authors who are not big readers either, but you didn't hear me say that.
Well, Chris, now I really feel good. So I'm reading this book that someone convinced me. I don't know if they paid me money to read it. I don't know what they did, but I'm reading a book by Bob Buford called Halftime. And I'm an insurance guy. I'm not a minister. I'm not a pastor. I'm a business guy that was reading a book called Halftime by Bob Buford. And it changed my life because he talked about, instead of being successful, let's focus on being significant. And I was, you know, I'm in the insurance industry and I've been successful. I've done that for 34 years, but it was empty. There was really nothing much happening with where I was getting fulfillment. You write a big account. Well, now you got to go write another one. It just was endless. And after I read that book, I said, you know what? I want to be significant. What can I do in my 30s that could be significant? And I started to ponder that without realizing where God was leading me.
Okay. And that, and men or men's ministry was something that, that kind of bubbled up, or did it?
No, not at all. I went to a men's group. We're going back to 04 now.
Yeah.
Maybe some of our listeners weren't born then, but 04, we had an opportunity to have a meeting at the church. And it was a meeting relative to where do you see yourself in the next upcoming season? How do you want to serve at the church? Mm-hmm. Well, 3 weeks prior to that, I was at a men's ministry meeting.
It was terrible.
Oh my God. It was three of us. What?
I'm shocked.
It was three of us in front of a VCR tape with cold pancakes.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I am never coming back. So with that, I'm like, okay, well, Lorianne and I did youth for years, and I have a finance degree, so maybe I can serve on the finance team. And so at that meeting, I'm like, Lord, I'm going to bow my head and I'm going to ask you to tell me, is it youth or is it finance team? And he spoke to my heart and said, Brian, I want you to step up and not step off with men's ministry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And the rebellious dude that I am, I said, you didn't hear me. I said, you or finance team.
Is this thing on?
Hello. And yes, he said it again to my heart. And he said, step up, don't step off. So I went to my pastor and I said, this is what I believe the Lord spoke to my heart and told me. He said, you have no idea how long we've been praying for someone to lead our men. Because Mike and Chris, think of it, and audience, think of your church. The women's ministry is off the hook.
Right, right.
The youth is off the hook.
Yep.
And the men's ministry sucks.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah.
Look at your church. It's 72% women, 28% guys. We need to reach our men. So at that point, I said, okay, let's go. And we started in 05 with our first Better Man event. 40 men showed up. I think they were all my relatives or friends or neighbors or something.
Yeah.
They all showed up. And then it went to 90 men in BME2 and then 310 and then 700 and then 1400. And then we had to leave the church. They couldn't hold us. We sold out a small arena in Orlando for 2400. Mm-hmm. Then we had to go back into the church because there was no arenas bigger than that. And we went back to church and went to 3,000 and 4,000. Then we sold out UCF Arena in 19.
Wow.
And then in 20, COVID hit.
Right.
And it was something that no one was expecting, but I believe there's a silver lining in the COVID cloud as respects what God wants to do in the lives of men throughout this world. And last year in COVID 20, we went to 17 countries and 43 states. And we'll talk more about what's going to happen in a few days.
Yeah, that's right.
So Brian, let me have you take a step back. So I did a couple of conferences in a previous life and I had really terrific speakers. I marketed the heck out of it. And my attendance for the second one actually went down. And then I gave up.
Yeah.
And now I write devotionals. So how'd you do it? You know, what was it about Better Man that, you know, you started small, you said, you know, friends and family, but obviously there was an appeal there. So what happened for this thing to take off in your opinion?
Chris, great question. What happened was from the start, we never wanted this to be a church conference.
Okay.
We never wanted this to be. Our speakers today are Pastor Jobobo and Reverend Sibadabo. And then we have the choir director who's going to talk to you as well. We never wanted that. We wanted this to be an appeal to men that don't know Jesus, an evangelistic outreach. So when you look at the types of speakers that we've had over the years, the Kirk Cousins and the Emmett Smiths, and the Tim Tebow's and the Evander Holyfields, that is where a man can relate to on the sports side. Then maybe business is what appeals to a man. So we have a David Green, who's the founder of Hobby Lobby. He's a billionaire that talked to us about generosity. And then we have other men like Nick Vujicic, who has no arms and no legs and can speak about motivation and encouragement. So to answer your question, Chris, what we've done is we've wanted this event. This is not a conference. This is an event. It's a mind-blowing event. It's a rip your shirt open at the end of this event and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be this better man that I've always wanted to be. I'm going to be the better dad. I'm going to be the better husband. I'm going to be the better student. You see, as men, we want to be better. We need a kick in the pants to start us. This Better Man event is a kick in the pants and it's 2 hours. So another thing that's different, Chris, I don't know about your conferences that you've
done. Yeah, mine were all day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, and they were great. I mean, the people I had there talking, you know, they weren't in the league of some of the guys you mentioned, but they were great speakers.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
But if Billy Graham comes back tomorrow, I don't know if I can hear him for 8 hours.
Right, right.
Okay, because there's an attention span.
Yeah.
And there's ADD and all the other crazy stuff that we deal with as guys, but I'm not sitting there for 8 hours. So with that, this is 2 hours. Again, testosterone dripping, energy inducing. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for the guys of CLC and their friends to be encouraged, equipped, and engaged in Christ to be better.
So what I'm hearing you say, Brian, is this is not your grandfather's men's event.
If you come looking for that, you're going to be disappointed because it is not.
Hey guys, this is Mike Hatch. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Empowered Manhood podcast. I had two quick things I just needed to make you aware of. Number one, once again, this podcast is brought to you by CLC, which stands for Christ-Led Communities, where we help busy pastors multiply their impact by engaging the men in their church through relational discipleship. We challenge men to an uncommon pursuit of Christ, and we equip men to be leaders based on a growing, vibrant relationship with Jesus and a dedication to sound biblical principles. If you'd like to learn more about CLC, I would love to talk to you. So feel free to email me at mhatch@clchq.org. Again, that's mhatch@clchq.org. Shoot me a note and let's set up a time to talk. You can also visit our website at clchq.org. The next thing that I wanted to make you aware of is the Better Man event, which is happening on Saturday, September 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's happening live in Orlando, Florida, but it's also being hosted virtually all over the world. And CLC, we have partnered with the Better Man event as a follow-up, a discipleship follow-up to those men who are impacted through the event. And let's face it, guys, when men get better, everyone wins. When the love and power of Christ captures men's hearts, things change in marriages, families, business, community, and church. So why wouldn't we make a significant investment in helping men get better? And so we're excited to partner with Better Man. The keynote speaker this year is Denzel Washington. And let me tell you, it is going to be an incredible message from Denzel. So you don't want to miss it. Again, the Better Man event is Saturday, September 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. And you can go to bettermanevent.com to find out more, to register, or to learn how to host the event. All right, now let's get back to the interview.
All right. So, Brian, you alluded to something a little bit a few minutes ago about last year. So prior to the pandemic, Better Man was an event in Orlando, right? And attended by guys, I'm assuming primarily in the Orlando area, although I'm sure some guys came in from out of town for this. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened last year and how that changes and even expands what the Better Man event is like this year?
Yep, another great question, because we had to hold on like a bucking bronco, bro. And I'll tell you, there are times when I've thought that we had run our course, that 15 years, we sold out UCF Arena, the largest college in the nation. We sold out their basketball arena. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is time to say it's been a great run. But Chris, what you said earlier is so true. Most men's ministry opportunities start in July and end in September. They just fizzle out. I have surrounded myself with a group of men that have been such an encouragement to me. We're all volunteers. No one's getting paid here. This is something that we find purpose in. This is something that we have a life calling on us to do. So last year, I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's time to stop. And we all said, they all said to me, oh no, we're not stopping. We're going. Because what we were trying to do, Chris and Mike, was to jam all these men into an arena. That's heavy lifting, dude. Right. So we were going to do a larger arena with 10 to 12,000 men. And then COVID hit. And I said, all right, we're done. And my team said, oh no, we're not done. Let's keep going. And then we basically pivoted and went with a live stream at a mega church here in Orlando. And we sent it out to 43 states and 17 countries. So God had his way, because I like that energy. I don't want to be in a studio. I want that live audience. So we have a small live audience here in Orlando, but then we pump it out to the world.
So 17 countries. I mean, obviously you wouldn't have reached most of these guys. I mean, it's maybe sometimes people came from overseas to this.
Not
event,
really. But it was like Daytona to Tampa with mostly people from Orlando.
So now you got 40, you said 43 states?
Last year, 43 states and 17 countries.
Wow.
Wait till we start to talk about what's going to happen on September 18th. I'm going to.
Well, tell us.
I might dribble.
Don't
wait. Let's go ahead. So let's go right into it. So you mentioned Denzel Washington, of course. That's a big deal.
And he's the real deal, Mike.
Tell us a little bit of deal. Yeah, because you interviewed him, right? Tell us.
Me and my wife were like getting so pumped up because we met him a few weeks ago in Beverly Hills, and we watched every Equalizer, every Training Day, yes. every Fences pilot, yes. Man on Fire. I mean, we were like total Denzel'd up, bro. And we go and meet him, and he is an evangelist for the kingdom of God. Denzel is on fire for Jesus. His pastor is the one that brought us together, because you say, how'd you get Denzel? I've been asked that 1,000 times. How'd you get Denzel? And every year after we have these speakers, I got to tell you guys this secret. I don't know how we get these guys. Yeah. The dots are connected by Jesus to allow us to know someone who knows someone who knows Denzel. And so we met him, and when he walks into a room, he fills it. He fills that room with laughter, joy, energy. And I turned around, I'm like, oh my God, I know that voice. And that was him. And he just was a delight to meet. Wait till you guys hear what he's going to share with us at the Better Man event. He loves his wife. He loves his kids. He lost his mom about 2 months ago. So he's going to talk about some family things, but he's also going to talk about faith. There was a special prophecy over him in years past that I believe is going to come true on September 18th. The three of us are going to be a part of fulfilling a prophecy of Denzel Washington at the Better Man event. So all your guys that are watching, I need you to get your buddies to your house to be a host site, because we're all going to be a part of fulfilling a prophecy over Denzel Washington.
Wow. Okay. That's not compelling or anything. You need to calm down. You're a little too passionate, Brandon. This is great.
This is the guy that hated men's ministry.
17 years later, and 17-ish events later. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that, man. That's incredible. And it's good to know that there's, you know, because I've seen all those movies too. My wife and I, big fans.
I was watching him on St. Elsewhere. St. Elsewhere was my favorite show back in the 80s. So Denzel and I go way back. Okay.
You have this hope that, like, man, I hope he's genuine. Man, he seems like he's really cool. And with most actors and actresses, you have that. But it's always really encouraging to hear about someone who's authentic, is the real deal.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then you mentioned that people can host in their homes. I'm doing that myself, as a matter of fact.
That's awesome, Mike. Way to go.
Well, gosh, I mean, $19, that's it to host? Like, sign me up. So I'm inviting my buddies over. I'm starting a new CLC group, a new Getting Real CLC group this fall. And so I'm going to be inviting those guys over as well. In fact, I think we kick off that group just either that weekend or the weekend after. So I'm really excited to start with the kick in the pants from the Better Man event for my guys. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is such an opportunity, because I hear from men all over the country, and this is what they say. They say, Brian, I've been trying to invite Joe, who I work with, and he just won't come to my church. And then another guy says, I've been trying to invite Pete to my Bible study, and he just won't come to a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And I was that guy that would say no. I said no for 8 hours straight to that nurse. But when someone says to me, come and hear Denzel Washington speak about his family or about things that you've never heard Denzel Washington speak about. I want to go and hear Denzel Washington. I want to go and hear Evander Holyfield. I want to go and hear Tebow. These are the guys at the Better Man event. You're going to get behind the scenes footage, so to speak, of what's going on in this guy's life that you're not going to hear on freaking TMZ or Hollywood stuff. Who they really are.
Right.
So check it out at the Better Man event. So bring guys that won't go into a Bible study, won't go to church with you, but will come and hear Denzel Washington. We also have Toby Mack is going to be there. Toby Mack is going to share some tough stuff. I don't know if you're aware, but about 8 months ago, Toby lost his 21-year-old son to an accidental drug overdose. And he told us that he believes that God wants him to share about that pain with us at the Better Man event. And I don't know if men, Mike and Chris, can relate to being a Hollywood movie star. I don't know if they can relate to being a musician in front of thousands of people, but I'll tell you what they can relate to. They can relate to pain. They can relate to tough stuff. And I think as guys, if we would open up and be real and open up that chest, we've got stuff that we struggle with and are challenged by. And to hear from Toby about, I think, the most heart-ripping situation that could ever happen to a man, that's something I want to hear at the Better Man event.
Now, Brian, you've got a handy URL up to your left there, right on our screen, but a lot of guys are just listening to this and not seeing it. So bettermanevent.com is the place to go. And that's where they can register so they can have their house be a host site for this.
Yes.
And they'll get details on the event there as well.
Yes, right? Absolutely, Chris. If they're going to be in Central Florida or near Central Florida or need to use frequent flyer miles to get to Central Florida, I would get here. We're going to have 4,000 men in a mega church here in Orlando. And but the rest is going to be pumped out to the world. And when I say the world, I mean the world. So yes, Chris, bettermanevent.com. What you're going to find there is you're going to find how to become a host site. You're going to find a promo video that's 38 seconds long. Hopefully, Mike, you can show the promo video maybe after we're done with this podcast. Yeah, it's definitely 38 seconds. Share that with your friends. It's high energy. It's inducing for men to attend or be a part of a host site after they see this promo video. So all the information is there. There's previous speakers from years past on there. BetterManEvent.com is where you need to go for all the info.
There's also a way for churches to host this event. And I think is it $99 for that? Is that right?
It's $127. Yeah. And that's a great idea because instead of having 6 or 10 guys in your family room, have 400 at your church. Mm-hmm. To put this event on, this ministry, this Better Man Ministries, puts together six-figure, we have donors that contribute significant amounts of money. We're a 501c3. So with that, this allows us to keep our prices down and also allows it to spread for $19 and et cetera. But let us do that. So if you're at a church, you don't have to go to get Denzel Washington. You don't have to go and get Toby Mack. Let us do it for you. And then you get the event for $120.
Yeah, that's really cool. As a former men's pastor, I mean, I could think of ways you could actually build a men's event kind of around it, or maybe a weekend experience potentially, or just even the event itself. Just get food together. Maybe guys bring food.
Yeah, starts at 7 p.m., right? So have a dinner beforehand, you know. Play some cornhole, do some horseshoes, and get the guys in the church at 6:45, get them ready to go. 7 o'clock, September 18th, which is a Friday night, right?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Okay.
Okay.
But you guys are onto something really good there. don't just have the guys show up from 7 to 9 Eastern time.
Right.
We're at the church that we're having it here, First Baptist Orlando, is we're going to have axe throwing at 4 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah.
Cornhole, food trucks. Do that.
Yep.
Get the guys talking. Get the guys mingling. Do something for your men that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then come into the church, watch it from 7 to 9, and have your socks knocked off.
Yep, definitely. And then you stand up at the end of the event. You say, hey, guys, those of you who are motivated to get into community, get connected, begin to start growing in your faith, these are some practical ways you can do that. And of course, that's where, of course, CLC is coming into it as well.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And that's like, you emailed me something yesterday, like, hey, Brian, what was a part of Better Man that was maybe one of your proudest moments, or a time when you really realized that this train was on the right tracks? And I have to say that CLC was that time. Last year, I'm so excited to let you guys know this, that after the event, 54 groups were formed. Mark Goldstein is our Central Florida representative with CLC. Yep. He's a dear friend, and he's a part of our leadership team, actually, at Better Man as well. And Mark banged the phones and sent the emails and got 54 groups started from guys that attended the Better Man event. Mm. So if you're looking at 10 guys average in a group, that's 540 guys, including Canada, that started out of the Better Man event. So that partnership with Better Man and CLC is like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together so well.
Yes, it does, man. That's a beautiful way of describing it. That's great.
Mike, Chris, what I want to tell you guys about is what's going to happen on 9/18/21. We have, as I told you, 43 states and 17 countries last year. This year is going to be over 100 countries that are already talking to us about signing up, 100 countries. There is going to be 100,000 men just in Central and South America. You see, in these That's countries, fantastic. They have COVID that has just totally isolated already. You know, men were already isolated.
Right,
and with COVID, it just makes it on steroids. We are looking to go into the Middle East, where it's going to be on satellite network TV, where 30 million people are going to see the Better Man event. These are former Islam people there that are all excited about Jesus. Iran, it's going to be in Farsi. So there's 8 languages that the Better Man event is going to be through artificial intelligence transferred into. So last year was nothing. This year, I don't know if the rapture is happening on September 19th, but I'm just telling you, Matthew 28 is being fulfilled at the Better Man event, where this is going to the world. Millions and millions of men throughout the world are going to watch the Better Man event. Denzel is a big part of that. When I'm talking to people in Pakistan and throughout the world, they're like, oh, we love Denzel Washington. I'm like, I didn't even know you knew who he was. Oh, yes, we know who he is. Yeah. So God's using that to bring this to the world.
And real quick, mention a couple of the other guests. You mentioned Toby Mac, of course.
Yes.
But who are a couple others? Because I know.
So Mike and Chris, besides Denzel and Toby Mac, which are our headliners, we have Ricardo Kaká. Ricardo Kaká has 30 million followers on Facebook. He is a global soccer star. He's going to be sharing his testimony that night. And then Michael McDowell. Michael is the NASCAR driver that won the Daytona 500 this year. He's going to be a part of it. And then that the guy that's going to take it all together is Reverend A.R. Bernard out of Brooklyn. He is the senior pastor of Christian Cultural Center with over 40,000 members. He is going to be bringing the message of hope to our guys at the Better Man event. It's going to be a dynamic night. I can't wait for you guys to be a part of it.
Ah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you, Brian. All right, guys, make sure you check out bettermanevent.com. Host it in your home, host it in your church. And again, reach out to us if you want more information or just ideas on how to follow up from the event as well. Brian Buckley, man, thank you so much for joining us here on the Empowered Manhood Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Mike and Chris. Love you guys.